Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. To continue the fight against addiction, House Republicans are working on legislation to eliminate barriers many face when seeking treatment. According to State Representative Cindy Kirkhofer of Beech Grove and Chair of the House Public Health Committee, those who want to be admitted to an inpatient treatment facility for addiction must be sober or in withdrawal. She is working on a new law that would allow people in need of addiction services to be admitted to a treatment facility, regardless of their sobriety.
It takes a lot of courage for individuals abusing drugs or alcohol to enter into a treatment facility. Oftentimes, a user may be nervous about seeking treatment and will be intoxicated or impaired before asking for help. Denying services to a person wanting to get clean because they just used is a huge disservice, and it discourages many from getting treatment in the future.
Another problem hindering addicts from accessing recovery programs is the lack of nearby treatment centers, particularly in rural communities. State Representative Steve Davison of Salem is sponsoring a bill that would establish the Comprehensive Addiction Recovery Center grant program, which could help fund treatment centers throughout the state.
The current addiction treatment system in Indiana is fragmented, and we don't get the complete wraparound services that in comprehensive care the patients really need. Senate Bill 33 provides the award for at least three different grants geographically distributed around the state, but one must be in the north, one in the central, and one in the southern part of the state.
If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, please call 211 to connect with local resources. For more information about these proposals and others, visit iga.in.gov. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.